Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just tuning in, Rondahl is on the phone. And real quick, I want to congratulate you, Rondahl.
Oh, yeah, why's that?
Well, because I think you're the only person who has actually figured out how to get a successful second date update.
What do you mean?
Bribery.
Oh, at yeah, the end yeah of this, I forgot about that.
At the end of the first segment, yeah. Rondahl said if we get him a second date, he would give us all puzzles. If more people would do that, I would definitely try harder.
Lots of free stuff.
If you offer me money, I will literally go physically kidnap that person, bring him to the studio, and take you guys on a second date myself.
I think that just makes you a pimp at that point, though.
Which I've always wanted to be. So.
Oh, gosh.
Rondahl, let me recap real quick so that people know what's going on. Rondahl got set up on a date by his sister with a girl named Jamie. They went out for dinner. They talked about puzzles. They had a good time. He says there's one awkward moment when his credit card was declined, but he did pay her back. Mm-hmm. So now he's not sure why she isn't calling him back. And we're about to get her on the phone and see if we can figure it out. All right, Rondahl, any last words before we call her?
I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm actually working on y'all's puzzles right now, so... Got a lot to live up to.
Okay, well, puzzle man. I actually hope that you find your missing piece here.
Oh, you've been waiting to say that.
Yeah.
Come on, puzzle puns are the best.
I make two of us. I got a lot. I got a lot of puzzles.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right, here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jamie?
Yes.
Hey, Jamie, what's up? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. How are you?
Who is this? I'm sorry. Who is this?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, okay.
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 Any idea why a radio show would be calling you?
No.
We do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then they end up blowing you off, you can email us. We'll get that person on the phone to see if we can figure out what happened. So somebody went on a date with you recently and you haven't called them back. So they got in touch with us.
Oh, okay.
Have you been on a lot of dates recently?
A couple, but I don't. Oh.
Okay.
There's a lot
now,
of noises coming
remember?
Out
yeah,
of you right now.
I'm not sure what's going on in your head right now. Do you think you know who it is?
Yeah.
What's the name?
Rondahl?
Yes.
Yeah,
you win the prize.
Okay.
Rondahl emailed us because he said that he really enjoyed going out with you. He thought it was cool to meet someone else who's into puzzles like he is, but now you're not talking to him.
Yes, that's accurate.
Did you not, you just didn't like him for some reason?
Well, he's fine. He's a nice man. He's cute in a nerdy kind of way. And it was just, we were having a fine time talking, and he was showing me pictures of his puzzles. And,
Do you meet other dudes out there who are just as into puzzles as you are?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not that into puzzles. I mean, I like it. To do a puzzle if I'm bored or, you know, but I'm not like into it.
Okay. So you like puzzles, but you wouldn't classify yourself as a puzzle enthusiast.
No, I don't like, you know, have a bunch of puzzles. No.
Okay. So was he too into puzzles for you? Was it kind of a turn off?
Well, no, it's sort of cute the way he's so enthusiastic about it. He's very animated but you know, I'm not as into it as he is.
Okay. Well, did you have fun with him, though?
Yeah. I mean, it was fine. I mean, everything was just, it wasn't the greatest, but it wasn't the worst. It got a little bit awkward. It just got a little awkward. And
so it did get awkward.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yes.
He didn't really have a moment. Well, he had one moment he told us about where he thought it might have gotten awkward, and that was because his credit card got declined, but he paid you back, so.
Well, yes, his credit card got declined. 3 times.
Oof. Oh, that sucks.
That's the worst. I mean, anyone can relate to that, though, right?
I could relate. I mean, I really wasn't upset about it. I happily paid with my own card, and he said he was going to pay me back, and really was not a hitch at all for me. That was not the awkward moment.
Okay. Do you mind telling us what the awkward moment is?
He was driving me home, and he had to stop at his house to go in and get the money to pay me back for the dinner. And he did not try anything sketchy, because I kind of thought at first that was it.
Oh, like he purposely gets his card declined and then goes, oh, we got to drop by my house so I can get money.
All right. No, no. But he didn't ask me to come. I mean, I sat in the car. 5 minutes later, he comes back down with this, like, folder. It was like a booklet, that little thing. And he, like, scrambles it about and, like, gives me 4 or 5 little pieces of paper that turned out to be postage stamps.
Like stamps that you use to mail letters?
Yeah, but they're like collectible stamps. He has like a stamp collection.
Was he just showing you them? Like he wanted to...
No. He handed them to me and he said, this should cover dinner.
So he tried to pay you in stamps?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How does that work?
But what are you supposed to do with those? Like you're supposed to show up at a stamp convention and sell them?
I don't know. The whole rest of the way home, all he did was talk to me about how expensive these stamps are and where they came from and when and what, why they are worth so much. But I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with them.
Wow.
So you never got the how you use them for money lecture.
I guess you just go to dinner with somebody and then hand them to them to pay them back. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of restaurants that accept stamps as currency.
Nowhere.
I know it could probably help you out, though. Rondall probably knows how to get your money for those stamps, don't you think?
If he had told me, I would have taken the advice, but I'm certainly not going to call him and find out, you know?
Well, how about you just talk to him right now? Because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What did you just say?
I said he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jamie, it's me, Rondall.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm a little confused, actually.
What would you possibly be confused about, Rondall?
I'm just not quite sure why you're upset about this. I mean, I've never ever sold anyone my stamp collection, much less a girl, and I've never given someone a stamp. I don't think you understand how valuable these stamps really are. Was I not very clear?
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand that they're valuable to people that collect stamps, but for people that are just need their money back from paying for dinner, no, they don't. They're not that valuable to me.
Yeah.
Well, these aren't just some kid stamps. And, you know, it's never too late to start being a collector either. That's really not an excuse to me.
Oh, my God.
It's not an excuse now. He's mad.
Rondall, how much are these stamps worth?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, I gave her some midway ones. Well, I gave you that 1949, the Wright Brothers stamp.
Oh, that's a good one.
That one was at least $60 on some platform.
Oh, wow. That's expensive, actually.
That's pretty good.
How much
was the meal?
It was like $85.
Okay. So you almost have all of your money back in one stamp.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
No. It's the effort. I'm not going to sell stamps to get my money back.
You're right. You shouldn't sell it. It's a collector's item, and it will only appreciate in value.
Yeah. One day, your $85 meal, you could get millions back.
Okay, we're making fun of him, but...
Yeah, you're investing in your future.
I will say, I think that what he is trying to say here is that you were really special to him, and he gave you something special to show you that. It kind of got lost in nerd language, but I do think it was a nice gesture on his part.
Thank you. Thank you. Finally, somebody who understands, because those stamps were close to my heart, and... You know, I've kind of missed them since I gave them to you.
You're missing your stamps.
Rondall, I will be happy to send them back. And, you know, I would have appreciated looking at your stamps without the whole monetary exchange thing going on, without all the this is the payback, like money spent, money returned kind of thing.
You're right, Jamie. They're not money. They're so much more than money. And my mom always keeps telling me that I need to make the bigger effort and all this material things in this world. And there's just, it reminds me of when life was easier and when stamps were the funniest thing you could have.
The good old days when stamps reigned supreme. Jamie, you don't see it? You don't see his point of view on that?
No, I totally understand. I get it. You know, it was a simpler time, and it's just not something you come into contact with every day. You know, somebody trying to pay you in stamps. It's just odd.
But, I mean, up until the stamp moment, did you think that you were going to go out with him again?
You know, I wasn't sure. He was just different. Just different than most men, I guess. And
thank you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Sweet Rondall.
Well, Jamie, would you like to go out with Rondall on a second date? We will pay for it with money and not stamps.
You know, maybe I just overreacted about the stamp thing. And hearing him talk on the phone, you just sound so sweet about it. Yes, I will give him a second chance.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Rondall, yeah. What do you think, man? You got your second date?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That's right.
Watch the lightning,
yeah, you better
Rondall.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Jamie, I promise. I double dog promise. My card is not going to get declined this time.
Okay. And I'll bring you back your stamps, okay? I'm going to bring them back to you.
Yeah, that. You don't have to. They were a gift, but that'd be awesome if you did.
Oh, my God. I think that's more exciting than the actual date.
The best day ever for you, man. You got a second date, and you get your stamps back.
Yeah, and we get puzzles.
Oh, that's right. You said you would send us puzzles, too, Rondall.
Yep. This is going to be more than an expensive date than I thought.
Yeah. You got a lot of work to do, Rondall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.